I don't believe I have.
Haven't heard that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, what about sometimes when country people go to the city, the city people kind of make fun of them. They say, well, look at him, he's just an old...
He's an old, come off the farm, he's just an old farm guy. He's a clodhopper. Nothing but...
Do they usually mean anything by it, or are they just joking?
I really don't know. I don't know what they mean anything by it, or just want to... At that time, probably, we always felt about it. At that time, if he was 10 years older, he wouldn't say anything like that at all. He wouldn't even think about it. Mm. I think it's in the age of, say, around 16 or 25 years, old people pull off stuff like that.
Yeah,
I think as they get older, if they see a person like that, they wouldn't say it at all.
Just a matter of getting more material.
Right.
Well, what about, have you ever heard a person say he's just no country Hoosier?
Yeah, I've heard that expression. He's just no country Hoosier. A hillbilly. Well, that's the expression. He's just no hillbilly.
Have you ever heard somebody call a person old podunk?
A what?
Podunk.
Podunk. No, don't believe so.
Haven't heard that.
Never heard that expression made.
What about if you were working for another man, what would you call the man you work for? You'd say, That's my
boss, usually. Well, yeah, that's my boss. He's my foreman.
Have you ever heard of a colored person say anything different than that's my boss? Or?
Yeah, we'd call him master. He's my master.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, let's say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and it was 11:30, you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's
getting late. Mm-hmm. Getting home, it's getting late in the night.
If it's 11:30, it's just about midnight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just about midnight.
Well, what about if you were trying to walk on a sidewalk that had some ice on it? You might say, well, I tried to keep my balance, but
my feet were off my arm. Slipped down.
Or you might say, if you didn't actually slip down, but came close to it, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but I caught
myself or hit the floor, hit the ground or whatever wrong.
What about if you were going to town with somebody and this person was waiting for you, he might call out to you, are you going to be ready soon? You might say, well, I'll be with you
in a jiffy or in a minute. They tell me it's a whole lot different in a minute than a jiffy. What a taxi driver told me one time.
Is that right?
Yeah. He said, just for sure, the woman told you I'd be there in a jiffy. Said, just go on, make your trip, come back, pick her up. So she said, be there in a minute, well, she'd be right on out.
Yeah, that's useful to know. What about if you were going on the road somewhere and you weren't sure of the distance? You might ask somebody, well, how
far is it down to the river? How far is it down to the next town?
Mm-hmm.
How many miles is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it old nigger told me one time, I asked how far it was on down to